Well, hello again. This is Lynn Woodland Hill bringing you this week's Why Not Comment tape. This tape issued for the week of 20 May 1980. This music in the background is called Classical Gaff, and the group, or actually, I guess you could call it the group, it's electronic music performed by Synergy. We will be bringing you this week's comment momentarily.
Hi, I would like to know that how much would it cost for me to go out and get a party line like this? And because I like this party line, it's better than all the other ones that I know. And so that's all I have to say.
Well, this line is really not actually classified as a party line. This line is called a comment line, and it costs, well, I don't know, it costs roughly about, I'd say, $25 a month, maybe less, depending on how well you are at running it, to operate one. And, you know, the costs can vary. It depends on what kind of equipment you use, if you build it yourself, or if you buy it from somebody else, and if, you know, if you want to buy tape, anything else, it all adds up. It is not a cheap hobby. It does cost money to do.
All right, this is Dave of Culver City here, and it's after 5:30 in the afternoon here on this Friday the 16th of May, 1980. And I have a number here I'd like to pass out. I'm sure those of you who do not know, there's a line on car race results, and that's down in Covina, and it's 914-1111. That's the number, 213-914-1111. A question now to the Why Not staff and to Uncle Freaky. When this list comes out, is it going to be, as well as in print, also in Braille? Because I am handicapped, and I would like to have a Braille copy. And by the way, also I'd like to add, there is also a number for sports scores in Hollywood, 213-460-4000. Those of you who didn't know about that, 460-0000. No, 460-4000, excuse me. And that other one that I gave you was 914-1111. You might want to add those to the list. That's all I have to say. So David Culver City has got to get the devil out of here. So, goodbye.
Well, Dave, as far as I know, the Why Not / Freaky Phone, I guess you could call it that, entertainment line list will be available in Braille. We will be having Casey Arlita Braille it for us, and it's still being worked on. It's I don't know. We've gotten some numbers from Dave Culver City. We'd like to thank Dave for his, I guess, support and his help and his contributions to the list. And the list should be ready in the next few weeks. It's still being compiled, especially with all those other numbers that Dave has supplied us. So it will be available in Braille in the near future. We will let everybody out there know. We'll keep everybody, give everybody a progress report how this list is coming along.
Yeah, this is a short comment from Eric from Tarzana. And my short comment is on the candidacy of the president. Now, we have a Democratic nominee, Carter, who's just doing a lousy job. Everyone knows that. We have a Republican nominee, Reagan. He's an actor. You know, what the heck does he know? If he gets elected, then all our, all us, whoever becomes a 20-year-old gets going to be drafted. So we don't want Reagan. He's an old guy. He's not going to go, so we don't want him. The only guy we have a choice of is Anderson. Now, Anderson is our man. This guy is one nice guy. I mean, he knows his stuff. You know, if you read about this guy is a brilliant man, and I think that everyone who looks into detail about the candidacy, who can vote, should have left Anderson. He's the main man. Okay, this is a short comment from Eric from Tarzana.
Hello. I'd like to make a comment about phone books. May 16th, about 6 o'clock. Now, me personally, I am building up a collection of these phone books. I have them from all across the United States. Now, what you might know and might not know is that these phone books are free. And you can get phone books other than for your own area, say, across the United States or anywhere else in California itself, just by calling up your business office in the business hours and requesting them. Just say you want them for personal use for calling, and they'll ship you a couple. It takes a couple weeks to get to your house. So what I suggest is that you call up your business office, you know, and ask for some phone books. I mean, they're free. I mean, you know, why shouldn't you? The phone company, you know, rips you off. I know it costs a little money making phone books, so, you know, get them. If it's there and they're free, why not? Build up a collection like me. I'm going to have the phone book archives, you know? I'm going to sell a library and, you know, loan out phone books. So, you know, they're educational, too. They've got many purposes, like dropping them on cockroaches or using them to reach the cookie jar. So I think you should all call up and get some phone books, you know? Let's get some good phone book collections. This has been a comment from Brian Knickelpunk. Thank you.
Yeah, I like taking big metropolitan yellow pages and leaving them in the middle of the floor so people can trip over them.
Hi, my name's Karen from Woodland Hills, and it's Friday the 16th, and it's 6:20 right now, and I just want to know if anybody knows Magic Johnson's real first name. And also, is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, whatever, I can't pronounce it that well, is that his real name? I'd really like to know. If anybody knows, please leave a comment. I'll be there. Thanks. Bye.
For you dual faces out there, there is finally a number that you can call locally from the San Fernando Valley. That number is area code 213, of course, 984-1800.
Okay, I chopped off the beginning of that comment accidentally. That was the announcement by Casey Arleta for the new dual phase number local to the Valley. It's in Van Nuys. Actually, it's in North Hollywood, but it's a Van Nuys rate, and the number is 984-1800. Again, dual phase, 984-1800.
This is Jill from Chatsworth, and I'd like to talk about the busing. For one thing, I heard someone talking about the busing like last Thursday, and he was saying all these problems and how the buses aren't full and, you know, just stuff like that. And that's positively right because I don't go to a private school. I am the, I go to San Fernando. And I'll tell you right now, tips. I mean, you have to, I get up at 5:30 in the morning just to catch that stupid bus and go there. And when you get to school, all you do is fight all day long. It's real, I mean, it's stupid. The whole thing, it's, I'll tell you right now, it's not healthy, and the money should be paid for each of the schools, and it should be paid for the buses, because my bus isn't even halfway full in the morning. It's just a pain in the butt. The whole thing is stupid. And I know you, last time you really got me now the way you just go, oh, well, what are they going to do? Spend the money on your school? A lot of, they have to. There's no way they're going to get along now. It hasn't helped before, and it's not going to help now. We've got so many problems this year and last year because of this busing, and I got suspended for it, too. It's just plain stupid, and that's all I have to say. All right. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Debbie from Northridge. I just wanted to say that I heard a couple times around my, you know, from a couple of my friends around my school about Pink Floyd being taken to court because of his songs, one of their songs, Another Brick in the Wall, because it says we don't need no education. I was just wondering if this is true or not, or if this is just a rumor. And if someone else has heard it, please comment. Thanks. Bye.
Well, as far as I know, around here, I don't think any of the teachers are taking the group Pink Floyd to court regarding that song, but as I heard, in South Africa, the government down there has made it a felony to possess a copy of the album Pink Floyd, The Wall, because of that same song, because it made a reference of we don't need no education. Now, South Africa is a country that's quite different than our own in our rights. Now, that country also goes through and censors a lot of movies. The government is a lot more stricter there than it is here. And also the students were using that song as a protest song because of the apartheid theory in, I guess we'd call it apartheid theory or apartheid policy in South Africa that separates the whites from the blacks. And they were black students were using that as a protest song.
Yeah, this is Chuck from Woodland Hills, and I'd like to make my comment about the decline of Steve Martin. I used to be a really avid Steve Martin fan, and, you know, I bought all the records and all that. But, his last album, this is just my feeling, you know, his last album, Call Me Is Not Pretty, I thought that was nothing compared to the capacity of Steve Martin. You know, I didn't really think that showed as much of his potential as his last album. Like his other albums, Crazy Guy, Let's Get Small, those were really classic A humor, you know. He really put an effort out. But I think that, Call Me Is Not Pretty, nothing in there was really new except for the part about the cool shoes, and he overplayed that. But, what I'm trying to say is that,
Okay, well, the comment you're trying to express is a very good comment, but you're taking too much time. You're drawing it too far out, and also you're speaking very muffled and very softly, so it's getting kind of hard to understand what you're saying. So what you brought up was a good point about Steve Martin's success really getting to him, and since he's earned this money, he really doesn't have to go out and perform like he used to, which is a problem which befalls most entertainers. They become famous and earn lots of money, and suddenly they say, hey, I got all this money, I don't need to work anymore, so they kind of live off their fat for a while, and maybe they pop back out when they start missing one meal a day because they can't afford it again. That's probably what you were trying to point out. So that was a good comment about Steve Martin. That's basically what you expressed yourself as saying. This side of the tape is rapidly coming to a close. I think we have enough for one more short comment, and we're over to side two.
Hi, this is Barry from Agora again. I'm just wondering, how many of you guys out there call Party Line? If you guys don't know what Party Line, you dial a number for time. And when it's ringing, you just listen out for phone numbers. And when you get the phone numbers, just call them up and you just sit there having a blind conversation. I'm sure most of you know what it is. I'm just curious, do a lot of you do it? Please comment on it. This has been a comment from Barry from Agora at 10:43 p.m. Thank you. Hi, this is Pete from Woodland Hills. I got a weird one to ask you. I don't know if most of your callers know this one or not, and I don't know if you don't want to give this information out or not, or any other garbage like that, but I'm curious, where do you get the money to hold up your line and everything? You know, it's not cheap running, you know, keeping a phone line, and then you have to divert it from Los Angeles and everything, and then you got to pay for the input and output machine, and then you got to pay for records, and all of a sudden, and it takes up a lot of time, and then your newsletter. Where do you get the money? And if you can comment on that, I'd really appreciate that, and if you don't, I think I'd understand.
The answer to this comment will be on side two. We will be changing momentarily, so hang on. We'll be right back. Side two of this comment tape for this week. Let's see, what's the week again? 20 May 1980. I'm doing this tape at 12 midnight, so it's kind of... Okay, the answer to the question is yes, it does cost quite a bundle of money. Well, it doesn't cost hundreds of dollars. It costs about $30 a month, $25 a month. I explained on side one on another comment that asked about the same question you did. So there's your answer. Next.
You know what? This country really pisses me off. 10 years ago, we were able to put a man on the moon. Nowadays, we can't get 50 men out of Iran. Really pisses me off. I mean, we were able to put a man on the moon and fight a war at the same time. That was when gasoline cost 30 cents a gallon. Now look at today. Everything is fucked up. What the hell are we going to do? Who are we going to elect for president? Oh, what the hell. Let's go back and live like we did 10 years ago. Oh, well. Think about it. Goodbye.
Yeah, I just want to talk about the Rocky Horror Picture Show. And it just seems to me that people walk into the movie, you know, expecting to see a very serious one. And that's part of the reason some people don't like it. But I don't think they should put it down, you know, just because it's different from all the other movies. That's all. This is Tracy from Woodland Hills.
Hello, this is Philip from Woodland Hills. And I'd like to say that Dr. Demento will be doing his show live on Sunday. That is May, I think, 18th. At Tower Records on Sunset, and it should be very good. And besides that, I'd see that the comment line is finally back to normal, and I hope that it continues this way, otherwise this comment line isn't going to be anything. Okay, thanks.
Well, she's glad he left a comment telling you it was going to be last Sunday. Oh, well, the 18th wasn't the 18th, oh, that's right, 18th was Sunday. Never mind. Next comment.
Uncle Freaky with some baldness cures. People have always gone bald, you know. Prehistoric man got bald all the time and went bald, too. I don't know what the fuck they did about it, but by the beginning of recorded history, you see people trying to deal with it. First of all, around 4000 B.C., King Chedos of Egypt went bald. His mother freaked out, so she tried to cure it. She decided to use a concoction of dog's paws, dates, and ass's hoofs. About 400 B.C., Hippocrates had his baldness cured, which was a neat salve of opium, roses or lilies, wine, and unripe olive oil. For more serious cases, he added pigeon droppings and horseradish. The use of bear grease began in Rome and ended in America around the turn of the century when people ran out of bears and started using Vaseline. A lot of Romans just painted their hair back on. Octopus fat was also a popular remedy, and well, at least it sounds better than shit and honey, which was another recommended remedy. One Roman doctor prescribed boiled snakes caught at the full of the moon. And in America, well, they sold snake oil with alcohol, and that kind of gave you the choice of rubbing it in your hair or drinking it. But one of the more interesting treatments I've come across was used for the thinning hair of this chick, Diane de Poitiers, mistress of Henry II of France. Her cure was to wash her hair in the blood of a newborn baby. By the middle of the 18th century, people were into electricity, and along came this man named Bartlett, and he put out this book, and he described his surefire electrical system for preserving hair and living to be 200. Unfortunately, right after that, he died at the age of 40, completely bald. In the 19th century, well, doctors didn't really want to get into hair because, you know, they used to be barbers and shit, and they were all embarrassed about it. But finally, toward the end of the century, they got around to it. And along came Dr. Brown Sequard, who prescribed sugared female piss. And the science of trichology was born. But it didn't sound like too much of an improvement, really, over Hippocrates and his pigeon shit. But be of good cheer. If you're going bald, remember, what causes it is too much of the male hormone. Fags never go bald. So if you look in the mirror tomorrow morning and notice it's getting a little thin up there, feel proud. Just say to yourself, today I am a man. Goodbye.
Oh, I hope you're listening, Al Bernay, wherever you are. I guess he cuts his hair since it's practically impossible for him to lose it, the way Dave states it. Oh, well.
Yes, I'd like to make a comment about the new movie which is coming out this Wednesday, the comment being left on the 18th, I believe. And if anybody doesn't know, it's Empire Strikes Back, which is a sequel to Star Wars. And a curious thing that happened, the first thing you'll notice as you see the movie that seems odd is in the beginning titles it says Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back. And the reason for that is, as of May 21st, Star Wars has been retitled Star Wars Episode 4. And the reason for that is, when George Lucas made Star Wars, he had written a few other books before that. He had written a series called Luke Skywalker Book Collection or something. But he made 9 of them, and Star Wars was the 4th. And he didn't think Star Wars would be such a great hit that he would, you know, be pressured into making a sequel. But now that he has, he plans on probably directing 3 or 4 of the next ones. He directed this one. And from there on, someone else will take it. And so the movie that you will see Wednesday or whenever you see it will be Episode 5. And they have begun work tentatively on Episode 6, which will be called Revenge of the Jedi. And that will be either the last one or George Lucas will direct one more. After that, 7, 8, and 9 are the rebuilding of the Empire after all these battles. And the third is the battles and things through Luke Skywalker's eyes as a child. And I haven't heard anything from the first or second. So just a little worthless trivia for any of you Star Wars buffs. This has been Todd Woodland Hills. Goodbye.
Hi, this is Elise from Northridge, and I hear you talk about that newsletter or something. Could you explain what it is? Thanks a lot. Bye.
Well, it's not exactly a newsletter. It is more or less an entertainment line list. It will be a list of all the telephone numbers of certain telephone entertainment and telephone recordings around the United States and international numbers. They will have such numbers as, let's say, for instance, dial a story, information telephone numbers for, I don't know, anything from dial a prayer to VD hotline. Who knows? It's a little bit of anything and everything. It'll be an interesting list. If you wish to get it, please send a self-addressed stamped envelope to Why Not? P.O. Box 394, Woodland Hills, California 91365. I'll repeat that once more. That's Why Not? P.O. Box 394, Woodland Hills, California 91365. Just send a self-addressed stamped envelope, and when it's ready, which it will be in the next couple of weeks, we will mail it to you. So that's the information that you wanted, and here's the next comment.
Yeah, Dave the Mad Whipper here, and I'd like to leave a comment on cocaine. Everybody's trying to get the California Marijuana Initiative law passed so that they can make pot legal. You know, I mean, why not make coke legal? It has less effects on you. You know, you can snort up a gram and go drive down the freeway and not do too bad, but if you smoke like a pound of weed, you know, I don't even think you'd make it down the freeway. So I think they should legalize cocaine, and don't worry about weed, you know. People are going to smoke that anyway. But, you know, get the pharmaceutical out there. I mean, doctors shouldn't be the only ones that get it, you know. It's not fair. Two hip, gotta go.
No wonder they call him the Mad Whiffer.
I'd like to leave a comment about pity and self-pity. What I'm talking about here is the fact that when I'm out on the streets and everything, people come up to me and say, oh, look at that poor blind kid. Look at, you know, you want any help or anything? And I'll say, if I say yes, I feel as if I'm giving in to pity. If I say no, I feel as if I'm telling the person, go to hell. In a nice way, of course, but, it's hard to say yes or no. You have to think of something to say, and it's difficult. I just get call-waited. so I probably will leave the conclusion of this comment.
Oh, well, pity those who get call-witted during a comment. Oh, well, that about does it for this tape. We have some time left over, so let me announce the mailing address to send your self-addressed stamped envelope to obtain your free Why Not Freaky Phone, or Freaky Phone Why Not, entertainment line list. Just simply send a self-addressed stamped envelope with correct amount of postage on it, of course, to Why Not, P.O. Box 394, Woodland Hills, California, 91365. That address, once again, is Why Not, P.O. Box 394, Woodland Hills, California, 91365. So that about does it. This week's tape, make sure to keep Friday open and leave a comment. So, to the rest of the Why Not staff, including myself, I'd like to thank you for listening to this week's tape. Leave comments Friday and make next week's tape what it will be in the future, if we need your support in keeping this line running. So, until next week, this is Lynn Woodland Hills saying goodbye for Why Not.